We are on Zion Amud Aleph. Zion Amud Aleph. We are at the second medium-sized line. So, we established some interesting ideas. Hashem davens. Hashem wears tefillin. And now we're going to see that Hashem gets angry.
We know that.
That we know. That's not a big deal. That's true. All right. So then this won't be so hard to...
It won't be shocking.
The tefillin thing is probably is major, but...
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll explain that a little bit when we get toward the bottom of this almond. A little bit. It alludes to tefillin again. All right. So, again, the second medium-sized line on Zion Amud Aleph. V'omer Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi. Rav Yochanan says in the name of Rav Yossi, Menayin Shin Maratzin Lo Adam B'Shas Kaso. This is... good practical advice here. How do you know a person, you should not try to ask for forgiveness or try to appease someone at the time when they're at the greatest level of their anger? Because the Pasuk says, with regard to Moshe, says, let my face or my presence go from you, and I will give to you rest. Which is alluding to the fact, as the next words of the Gemara is saying, that Hashem was upset at the Bnei Israel once again. Yeah, exactly. And he didn't want Moshe to daven at that moment. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Himtin li, wait for me, ad shiyavru panim shel zam, until this level of anger passes by, v'aniach loch. And then only afterwards, you can daven for me. You can daven for their sake. So Hashem does not want us to daven when He gets angry. And therefore, I guess on the most simplistic level, we can say it means, why does Hashem do this? To teach us the lesson, the practical lesson, that, why does Hashem care if He's angry and not angry, but teaching us that when you're dealing with people, the best way to talk to someone is when they're calm. Not to talk to them in the heat of the moment.
We learned it before that if Hashem comes to a minion, there's no minion.
He gets angry.
Therefore, you should not be davening. If you came for a minion, you don't have nothing for a minion.
Right.
You shouldn't daven there.
No.
The question is, who is he angry at, though?
Right.
It's like the guy who wants to say, who has the
answer. Hashem is angry at a minion if there's nobody there. But if we learned that the people there are ready, and he comes because he knows that other people are coming for a minion.
That might be,
nobody there, one person's there, but if there are six people, seven people there, we said that he's not angry. He knows that they're ready. He comes because he knows that there's going to be a minion. Who knows better than him?
Right. The other idea is...